Cities in Brazil have some of the highest crime rates in the world. A business school in Rio de Janeiro, Fundação Getúlio Vargas, has begun a national fear index. It measures the nation's anxieties on a scale from 0 to 100. Alberto Almeida, head of the school's opinion survey research team, says the first survey polled 2,000 people.
We had 8 questions like, what's the chance of being robbed? What's the chance of being assassinated? And if he feels very secure, you know, about walking on the streets on his neighborhood at 10 o'clock in the evening, at 10 o'clock in the morning.
So these are common situations. People do go about their lives and experience these every day. And then you ask, do you feel secure or insecure while you're doing these things?
Very secure, a little bit insecure, and very insecure.
What kinds of responses are you getting, and where is your fear index right now?
Brazil is in the middle. The Brazilian population scored 48 points.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not good. It seems it's good because it's in the middle. It's not high. It's not close to 100. However, if you think a normal life, you don't have fear. So 48 points is very high. And then you can see that there are huge difference among people in Brazil, among different groups, to live in Islam or not to live in Islam. We had these questions in the survey, and people who live in Islams, they have more fear than people who don't live in Islams.
I understood that in Sao Paulo, the fear index was higher, even though the amount of violence there was less than it is in Rio de Janeiro, which had a lower index.
There are some explanations for that. The first one is that Rio de Janeiro has lived with a very high violence index for more than 20 years. And, well, people get used to that.
I wonder, though, if publishing a fear index doesn't keep tourists from coming to Brazil.
It has a bad side. It's a bad propaganda about the country.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other side, it's a way to help the country to solve this problem. And the fear index will be released at each 6 months. We hope, if we have another opportunity, we'll give you good news about Brazil.
Alberto Almeida is the head of opinion research at Brazil's leading business school, the Fundação Getúlio Vargas in Rio de Janeiro.